Hey, Selfish Babe, if you've ever wanted to start your own podcast, I recommend trying Anchor by Spotify. It's a platform I love for podcasting. I really love it because some days you just want to get out what you want to say easily, and the Anchor app allows you to record your podcast right from your phone. One of my favorite things I love about Anchor is that you can add background music to each episode and cut audio quickly to add in advertisements. Anchor will distribute your podcast to all the major platforms like Apple, Spotify, Google, and more. Anchor is free. To get started, go to anchor.fm to start your podcast today. Maybe one day you'll be making millions from your podcast. Hey, Selfish Babes. Welcome back to another Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast with me, Olenike Osibuwale. And this episode is about how to put yourself first. So this episode was taken from a Clubhouse chat I did probably about 2 weeks ago. And so if you hear me talking to the people listening and them answering them questions, that is why. Now make sure to screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram at Olenike Osibuwale, at Selfish Babes, as well as at Selfish Talk Podcast. Love you guys, let's get into it. What can we talk about? And so today's topic is how to put yourself first. As I mentioned in the beginning, if you have any questions, type it in the chat. Okay, I see Pristine's questions, Deshae's question, and Tatiana's question. So I'm going to start chatting. And if you feel like you have questions, type it in the chat. Okay, so thank you guys for joining. I'm assuming that you guys are on my text list for Selfish Babe because I just sent out a text. So thank you guys for answering the call. This is for you. Hey, Jasmine. And so if you guys don't know me, my name is Olenike Osibuwale, and I'm the CEO and founder of my spiritual women's wellness company called Goddess Detox, as well as the personal development lifestyle brand Selfish Babe, where I also have my spiritual self-love and manifestation app, the Selfish Babe app. Okay, make sure to download it if you don't have it. You get daily affirmations and notifications. So for me, women loving who they are is really important. It's really important. Women knowing that more for them is really important for me. Women knowing that they can tap into being the goddess in their life is really important for me. I like to share things like that. I realized probably officially like 3 days ago that that's what I actually really fucking like to do. I like showing women that there's more. I like women loving themselves. I love women honoring themselves. Now, I've been doing this work, what we call women's work, since I was 23. So 7 years now, I'm now 30. I just turned 30 this year. And I'm like, I've always known that I've liked this stuff. But yesterday, officially, or 3 days ago, I got the download. Like, bitch, you really like this. Like, this is what you like to do. So as I mentioned, for those joining, if you have questions, type them in a chat. I'm going to get started. And so for me, when it comes to Selfish Babe, it's about women putting themselves first. It's about women loving themselves, loving who they are, and being authentic in their life. And so today's chat is how to put yourself first, because I'm like, oh, well, this is basic, Vanessa, but it may not be basic for a lot of people. It's actually not. I was reading a book called Pussy yesterday. Highly recommended, by the way. It's called Pussy. And it's actually not taught for women to put themselves first. So it's actually not as easy as I think it is. So I'm not going to say it. It's not as easy as I thought it may be for some people. For some people, putting themselves first is not easy because of all the reasons. You know, they may have a job, they may be a mom, may have a husband or a wife or a family member to take care of. And so in those circumstances, it doesn't seem easy. And in the world that we live in, it's not really normal for women to be shown putting themselves first. I think it's something that's up and coming. It's something that's growing, which I really, really love. I love that it's growing, but I want it to grow more. And so in today's conversation, I want to chat about how to put yourself first. And if you have any questions regarding that, you know, type them in the chat. I will get to everybody's questions that I see as well. So right now I'm in the bath. I'm at a really beautiful hotel. I have tea by my side. I decided I don't want to take a shower. I want to actually be in the bathtub and clean myself. Usually I take a lot of spiritual baths or baths with herbs and prayers for a certain specific reason, whether it's to manifest certain things or to cleanse my energy off. But today I said, I just feel like bathing myself in the fucking bath with soap and water. I normally don't do that. I usually take a shower first, then I get in the bath. And I had made a dance video, which I'm going to post on my Instagram soon. And it was going to be like how I feel after taking care of myself or putting myself first. And it was going to be like a Boyz II Men song or something. Bad Men. So I forgot the name. Will Smith's in it. And
I feel amazing right now. I decided to check myself into a hotel last night. It's a really nice hotel that I love here in Atlanta, Georgia. And I just thought about how having this space, these four walls to myself last night was so necessary. It was so necessary and needed. And about the service that I have at this hotel. I picked this hotel because I know of their service. I know I'm going to be catered to. And that's the energy that I want. I want the energy of being catered to because I believe that I'm a goddess. And I believe that each and every one of you can tap into your goddess if you have not already. But usually that means the goddess is being served in some way. The goddess is in control of her reality to some certain extent. She also knows that, of course, miracles happen in the universe. Her ancestors of great character and other deities whom she may work with, I work with the Orisha specifically, are helping her along her journey, along her manifestations, along her creation. And so in this moment, I said, I want to teach women how to put themselves first and why it's important. Like I mentioned, it's not really talked about, but how do you put yourself first? First step, and this is just to break it down with ease. First step, you got to know what you want. You got to know what you want, and it can be easy, right? It doesn't have to be this big, grandiose idea. Okay, it can be very, very easy. Thank you, Stephanie, Nisha, Panchilla, Joanna, Kaisha, Teresa, Kenyatta, and Girly for joining. It doesn't have to be super grandiose. I challenge you guys that are here right now to think about what you want for dessert today. And to order it for yourself. And I say this because everybody can have all the excuses in the world as to why they don't put themselves first. Time, money, work, energy, people they have to take care of. But you have to start somewhere. You have to start with little things. And so I challenge you guys today, right now, hey Blue, hey Jen, to order dessert for yourself today. Whether that's through Uber Eats, DoorDash, or actually going out to the place. Hey, that's taking it a step further. I like to be comfortable in my motherfucking house, and so I don't really go. I like to get my shit delivered, and so I'm ordering a cheesecake. I'm ordering a chocolate cake. I'm ordering ice cream. All of that can be delivered, right? CVS can literally come to your house and drop off a pint of ice cream. And why do I say order something for yourself? That is a small way of putting yourself first. Why? You want something good for yourself. You want something that's going to bring you sweetness and joy. For me, desserts always give me sweetness and joy. Always. I'm not thinking about anybody else when I'm ordering this dessert. So when you are ordering dessert, I know you may have family, friends, hubby, wifey, etc. But you better get something to them, get them something beforehand if you know, and just order this damn dessert for yourself. You're not thinking about anybody else right now. And you're going to order it. And then it's going to be delivered, or you're going to pick it up, and then you're going to eat it, and you're going to enjoy it. And you guys are probably like, but bitch, that's it? That's how you put yourself first? That's one way of putting yourself first. That is a baby step of putting yourself first. What are the aspects here? The aspect is, I wanted something sweet, so what did I do? I ordered it. And then what did I receive? I got it. And then what else did I do? I enjoyed it. What else? Without thought of anybody else. That is a selfish babe. A woman putting herself first, her joy first, without regard to other people. And I say this in a way of, you're not hurting other people, you're just thinking about your joy, because your joy matters. In this world, oftentimes, many women put their joy on the back burner for other people because they have to. They have to take care of this person. They have to do that. So in the midst of, quote unquote, the mindset of have to, in the mindset of obligation, because I am a mom, I am a wife, I am a sister, I am a daughter. We have to put self first, because who are you before you're all of these things? You are yourself. I think I made this post a long time ago. I said, without the titles of sister, mother, wifey, etc., girlfriend, whatever, you are yourself. You are a person still exploring more of who you are every single day. New things are going to happen that are going to show you more things about yourself, right? Things that you don't like and things that you do like. When you find out the things that you don't like, I say be grateful, because you know you don't like them. Be grateful for the information of knowing that you don't like these things. And now you have a choice. The choice is to get something else that you like, right? And so for me, as a selfish babe, those are the aspects. And those are the aspects I want you guys to have. That small step of ordering yourself dessert and eating it are the aspects of you starting to unfold into the goddess woman that you are. because you're starting to honor yourself and you're starting to honor your desires without regard of other people. And again, I mentioned to say, I'm going to say this again, it doesn't mean you're hurting other people. It just means you're putting yourself first. When you're putting yourself first and when you're doing these small different actions, they add up. They change and shift your energy. Your energy becomes more magnetic to the things, that your desires, the things that you want. You're literally showing and telling the universe, ancestors, God, creator, whomever it is that you believe in, that I'm worthy of care for myself, okay? And when you have the energy of I am worthy because you are doing the things that make you feel worthy and divine and amazing, then that creates a magnetic energy in your being and on your body, on the energetic field that you hold. And therefore, you are attracting more things that you actually want in your life. You have choices every single day. And every time you make the choice that puts yourself last, that's what you're telling the universe, God, creator. You're saying, hey, I'm last in my life. I'm last in this scenario. I don't really care about myself that much. Everybody else comes before me. And a lot of times people wear that as a flag to be proud of. And as a selfish babe, what I'm giving women is an invitation and permission to choose yourself first, an invitation to think about yourself. Why is this? Why is this, Olenike? Because when you think about yourself as a woman, you, oh my God, your energy is so magnetizing. You're so much more joyous. You're so much more happier. And because you're in this space, you're able to give more if you desire to other people around you. The other people in your life benefit when you put yourself first. It may not always seem that way, right? Depending on who you're with. I know some people may be in relationships where their person cannot stand that person putting themselves first. And if that's the problem, that's the problem. That's like actually a problem that probably needs to solve and get out of. But when a woman is overflowing in her goddess-like self, in her joy, in her passions, in knowing who she is, because putting yourself first helps you to find out more of who you are, you benefit the people around you. You are now a magnet to success, abundance, prosperity, support, and help, right? A lot of times people are like, well, I don't have the support to do this, so therefore I can't do this. Well, are you affirming something different in your life, or have you just accepted that you do not have the support and that is how life is always going to be?
Hey, selfish babe. If you are a new listener to my podcast, hello. And if you are a longtime listener, I love you. Thank you for joining me. My name is Olenike Osibowale, and I'm the CEO of both Selfish Babe and Goddess Detox. I am the face and wisdom behind Selfish Babe. In 4 years, I was able to bring in $10 million in revenue through my company, Goddess Detox. Of course, I did the work, but I also connected with my ancestors and my spiritual self-love practices to assist me. I truly believe that where I am today, it is the work that I was able to do in the spiritual to help elevate me to who I am today. With me, self-love is more than painting your toes and taking a bubble bath. Every woman is innately powerful in her own way. I had a masterclass recording where I talked about you can have all the money in the world and you can still hate yourself. You can get all the surgery in the world and you can still hate yourself. And so for me, it's truly important that women connect to self-love on a deeper way, on a way that feels really good for them, in a way that they step into their power and that they start honoring themselves as goddesses. I truly believe that I'm a living goddess, and I want to teach you how you can become the same in your own way through my spiritual self-love practices. I have my Selfish as Fuck Academy, where I teach on my spiritual self-love practices, such as connecting with your ancestors, using the herbs to cleanse yourself off of negativity, as well as to attract prosperity and abundance into your life. How to set up your self-love altar, do your rituals for self-love, and really romance yourself. And so if you are a woman who wants to love herself as well as manifest like a goddess, then you want to join my Selfish as Fuck Academy today. You can go to selfishbabe.com and go to courses and find my Selfish as Fuck Academy, or you can go to selfishafacademy.com and join today. I love you guys. Bye.
If you've accepted that you don't have the support and that's how life is always going to be, then that's your reality that you'll continue to play in. But as a goddess and a woman who's putting herself first, she is shifting her reality all the time with her energy. And so you always have to be aware that you are embracing and vibrating on a certain type of energy. And when you start to put yourself first of like ordering that dessert, like I told you guys, your energy is shifting into something different. I'm at a hotel right now that I really enjoy being on, and I didn't have a problem paying for because I chose myself and decided to start my business when I was 23. And I kept choosing myself and I grew the business and then I grew the funds and then I learned and I invested in. Like all these are all aspects, small little aspects of choosing yourself. I'm not telling you guys to start a business. I'm not telling you guys to do things you don't want to do, that you have no desire to do. What I'm just telling you is it starts with the small things of putting yourself first. And that's what I teach in my Selfish Fuck Academy that I have linked up here. I teach you how to embody being the goddess in your life. How to call more things into your life, how to pray for yourself, how to cleanse yourself off with the herbs. But it all starts with this one small step of putting yourself first. Now, I'm going to let that sit and sizzle. I'm going to take some questions. If you have questions, type them in the chat, okay? Type them in the chat. If you have questions, I may even take a few hand raises. But I want that to sizzle in your spirit. If you have questions about that specifically, please type them in the chat. Now, Tatiana was first. Sorry. Tatiana had asked, how do we know if we are serving our purpose? I feel like you know when you are serving your purpose, when you are living your life and you are creating your life for the one you want to be. I know that is not maybe a direct answer, but I think a lot of people are very caught up on what is my purpose here on earth? What am I here to do? You are here to live. Literally, the ancestors told me, you are here to live, you are here to enjoy. And so when you can find out the things that you like to do and enjoy and do that, whether or not you think it serves a big quote unquote purpose, it's not the point. The purpose is to live your life. And as a person, personally, my personal beliefs are I have many different purposes. My purpose is not just to serve humanity. That's not my fucking purpose. That's probably one aspect of many, right? The larger aspect is that I'm creating my motherfucking reality. I'm co-creating my reality. And so for me, that's my answer. It may not be a favorable answer for some because maybe you guys are looking for this grandiose idea about I need a reason to live. You have to find your reason to live and what makes you joyful here on this planet because you chose to be here. And some may not believe that, but you chose to be here on this earth in this time. And with knowing that, it's like, well, if I know that I chose to be here, how can I start acting like that? What do I need to do in my life to change it to one that I actually really enjoy? Thank you, Tatiana, for that question. Pristine, Whitlock, how do you get over a breakup with a narcissist after not putting yourself first? Interesting. So I know a lot of people talk about narcissism, which is still really new to me. I kind of still don't know too much about it. I just know that it's very toxic. That's all I know. I'm going to be very honest with you. I know that it's come up a lot. And that because it's come up a lot, everybody is like, oh, I was dating a narcissist. Cool. How do you get over a breakup? So for me, Pristine, if you know that this person is a narcissist in your mind, and I'm guessing that you were not happy in the relationship, but I'm guessing there were some times where you were happy. How do you get over that relationship after not putting yourself first? You start putting yourself first. You start putting your happiness in front. It's like, okay, you're not no longer in that relationship. What can you do to honor yourself today? What can you do to honor yourself today? What can you do to choose yourself today? Because if I'm right, and I don't know if I am, if you're thinking this person's a narcissist, it doesn't seem like you like them very much. It seems that you broke up for a reason. And so now you need to move through breaking up with that person. And so some of the things that I've done to get over a breakup, and I have this in my How to Detox Your Ex, and I talk about how to spiritually let go of that tie between you and your ex-partner. You can find that course on selfishbabe.com. I don't have it linked here. But you want to start letting go of the things that you've had with them. So if that's photos, if that's connections, I don't know if you guys have had children together, so obviously you can't let go of the kids, and that's perfectly fine. But you guys are not spending time together anymore. You guys are not hanging out with each other. You're making sure that you're actually moving on. And then you're going to ask yourself the question, how can I put myself first today with just me? That's where I would start, Pristine. Thank you for that question. How do we know our gift? That's Deshae. How do we know our gifts? Now, Deshae, gifts. Gifts as in spiritual, right? Or gifts are, I'm just going to assume that you mean spiritual gifts because I'm just going to assume that if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Let me know. Type in the chat if I'm wrong and you mean something else. I feel like that comes over time. I know for myself, I've gotten a lot of different spiritual readings. And in my spiritual readings, different things have come up that I can do. And then also, like, I just see what I'm gravitated towards, right? So for right now, I told you guys that I really enjoy, like, helping women see, like, the goddess in themselves. I really enjoy helping women to put themselves first. I really enjoy showing women that there's more to life than maybe what they've been, that what maybe what they've seen, and that they can create that, co-create that life that they've seen. And I've noticed that because I started my business, Goddess Detox. I had an idea for it, boom. I started Selfish Babe a few years after, and it all revolves around women. And so for me, I know that I have a gift with women in some way, but I've been told spiritually what my gifts are as well. And those will continue to unfold. But how I did that was I was getting spiritual readings from trusted readers. And in my Selfish Just Fuck Academy, I do have a trusted reader that I give you all, because I think it's really pivotal as women that we get spiritual readings from trusted people. Just because in my journey of having both businesses and becoming the goddess, etc., like, I've had to have spiritual guidance. I was never closed off to spiritual guidance. I was somebody that was kind of like, my mom was Christian and my grandma was Christian, but I really wasn't. And I'm not saying that you can't be Christian and still get your readings. You very much so still can be Christian and get your readings, but from a trusted person. But I was very more open-minded. And because I was open-minded, I started doing the work necessary. Like, for example, talking with my ancestors, putting up my ancestor altar, etc., and knowing that they're helping to co-create my reality as well. And so I would suggest a spiritual reading. Let me see. Aubrey, how do you cut someone off who you just can't be around anymore? Aubrey, you just got to be honest. If you're not living with this person, then I would say to let them know, hey, love, I've just felt like I really can't be around with you anymore. I really appreciated the time that we've had together so far, but I just really have to end this friendship, relationship, etc. That's what I would say. To some people, that seems harsh. I don't think it's harsh because I said it very
Selfish Babe, are you ready to use products that goddesses use? Okay, then you want to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, where I create products that will help you on your spiritual and self-love journey. I have our Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, which is my number one best-selling spiritual womb detox for those girls that really want to start connecting to their womb space, their yoni spaces. You pray over the pearls, you insert it into your vagina for a couple of days, you physically purge, cleanse, and revitalize your yoni. But not only that, it is a spiritual and emotional cleanse. A lot of times we may be carrying on to emotional baggage. Maybe we broke up with a partner a long time ago, but we're still carrying their energy in our womb spaces. My Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls addresses all of that. And so you want to check that out at evolvingbutterfly.org, or maybe you want to try one of my crystal yoni washes like Pussy Power for Self Love, or Sex Goddess for creative energy and pleasure energy, or even Wealthy Woman for my Selfish Babes that are about getting the bag and the wealth. These are plant-based yoni washes. They are silky, they are luxurious, they smell good, they feel good, they give you that cooling sensation to awaken your vagina. And all the bottles come with different crystals: Pussy Power with rose quartz, Sex Goddess with carnelian, Wealthy Woman with citrine. And then they also have affirmations on the back based on each bottle. So if you want to focus more on self-love, then Pussy Power would be for you. And then we also have my Queen's Vaginal Steam Herbs. If you already have your seat and your gown and you're just looking to get some more vaginal steaming herbs, I have the Queen's Vaginal Steam. So make sure to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, at evolvingbutterfly.org, linked below. Mwah.
Kindly. I think some people think that, and I've noticed this even with myself, some people think that telling somebody the honest truth is like, damn, bitch. But it's like, bitch, it was the truth. But I was also being compassionate, right? I said, hey, love, my truth, thank you. I'm in gratitude now. I didn't curse the person out. I didn't tell them they were less than. I didn't say any of that. But yet people may take it harshly. And I think it's just because people are not used to people being honest with one another, right? And so I've had this before where I answer somebody's question in the comments and they were like, oh, love and light didn't mean to blah, blah, blah. And in my head, I was like, I literally just answered your question. And that was it. It may not have been a favorable answer, but it was an answer. So what I'm saying, Aubrey, is you can just let them know via text message and it can be nice. Like, you don't have to be rude about it. And so if you feel like this person is constantly coming in your space, that's because they don't have the inkling that they don't, that you don't want them in your space. And so I would just tell them flat out via text message, because that can be a little easier than face to face. That would be my suggestion, Aubrey. Joanna, how do you not allow things that upset you so much to take you to that point? I just depend, you know? That's so loaded, because maybe you're in a relationship with somebody and they do some shit and it does take you to that point. Or, you know, so I think honestly that really depends on the situation, because it depends on the type of relationship. I'm only going to give an example right here. If it's a relationship where I'm living with somebody and they're doing some things that's getting me to that point, at some point I'm going to be sick of continuing to get to that point. Maybe they need relationship counseling. Maybe you guys need relationship counseling if the relationship is worth saving. And then also you need to be mindful. If you know that you're always getting to that point with that one particular thing and it's consistent, then how can you manage and train yourself to keep calm in that situation when it's happening, because you know it's repetitive? And then how can you possibly remove yourself from the situation if removal is what you want? It may not be that, which is why I mentioned couples counseling, because I'm only going to say relationship. This could probably be a different relationship. If you want to give me more clarity, please type it in the chat and I'll answer it. Ooh, Teresa, I love this question. How do you become less of a people pleaser and a yes person? Ooh, juicy. I love it. That goes hand in hand with putting yourself first. I think it's knowing your truth, my love. I think it's knowing your truth. If somebody is asking you something and you know in your damn mind you don't want to fucking do it, or you don't want to do these certain things because you don't feel gratitude from this person, or I would think about, what is my intention behind doing this thing for this person? If my intention is because I just really want them to like me and I don't know if they like me, then maybe you shouldn't be doing it. If your intention is I want to do it just because I feel like doing it, then that's the good way to go. But when we do things and then we have the expectation for the other person to do the same thing and they don't, and then we get disappointed and they're like, oh my God, people just use me. And I'm like, bitch, no, they don't. You allowed yourself to be used because you didn't have boundaries. And sometimes that's a hard truth to sit with. I didn't have boundaries. That's accountability about yourself. So in terms of how do you become less of a people person, a people pleaser, think about what the intention is of the things that you're doing. And know that you don't have to say yes all the time. If you really don't want to do it, then tell them, hey, love, I don't really feel like doing that. That's where you start. That's how you start putting yourself first. You be honest. That's one of the ways. Start being honest with yourself. Stop lying to yourself. You're welcome, Pristine. Ashley, I started with getting the Cleanse That Negativity spray, but I speak self-affirmations and choose things I love to do. Olenike is amazing. Thank you, Ashley. Thank you for shopping Goddess Detox and getting that Cleanse That Negativity spray. I appreciate it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Tetra Collins, I'm in a new relationship, but baby daddy refuses to cooperate with co-parenting. Never wants my daughter around. New boyfriend. I don't want to get the courts involved, but I feel like I have no other choice. Let me see, co-parenting. Question. Okay, this is what's coming to my mind right now. Is it mainly, are you the one that has majority custody, or does he have majority custody, or it's not in custody yet? It's just more so, oh, these are all the rules that he's giving you when it involves co-parenting. I would say personally, I've never had this issue, but if you know that you're at your wit's end and you've really tried your best when it comes to co-parenting, it doesn't seem to be working, then you may have to get the courts involved. And that is just because it's not working, there's a set of rules that the court has given for both of you all that you guys abide to. I know we may not want to do that, but sometimes we have to do that when things don't seem amicable, especially when it seems like the relationship that you guys had before got off on a really bad end. And some people are petty because of that. And so I know you may not want to, but if you are truly at your wit's end, I would say you may have to, my love. Joanna. Oh, how do you not allow to? Oh, okay. Joanna says my daughter and her choices around her children. Oh, you know, that's very interesting. You know, Joanna, that's tough because that's her children and you may not like her choices around your children. You may not like her choices around her children, but it depends on what the choices are. And I just, like I'm telling Tetra, this may be a tough conversation. I don't know what's going on. But if it's to the point where you feel like your children are in danger, then hey, the courts may have to be involved. And that's just because you being a grandma. And I know these are tough conversations, right? I've never had to be in any of these situations. So I'm just letting you guys know that. But when it comes to your children and their life being in danger, that's different. And you may have to get courts involved. Why? Because you may have tried your best doing all the things, but when it comes to endangerment, that's a different issue. Tatiana, how can you just let things be and go with the flow without overthinking and making stuff up in your head? Do you think it's just an anxious thing or come to mind because it might be true? It depends on who you're with, Tatiana. In my mind, is this a friendship thing? Is this a talking to somebody thing? Because I feel like what I've realized is people that I've talked to, that I was trying to talk to and be in a relationship with, when they wasn't responding to me like quick enough, or I felt like I was giving too much of my energy, I would think about all these things and all these excuses. And I'm like, girl, at the end of the day, and I realized this, if somebody is into you, they're going to be into you. You're not going to have to worry about it.
Mental and emotional wellness is important. I'm so grateful that more and more people are openly talking about going to therapy, Selfish Babe. If you have been thinking about getting therapy, I would highly recommend it. An easy way to find a licensed therapist would be through a company called BetterHelp, the sponsor of this episode. They've helped over 2.5 million people connect with a therapist and get the accessible therapy that they deserve. Prices are affordable and they even have financial aid options. To check them out, go to betterhelp.com/selfishbabe or click the link in the show notes to get 10% off your first month. Love you.
It's not going to be no issue. And I say that because with my girlfriend, who I've been with for 3 years now, and I've also had a boyfriend in the past, and I've also been married in the past to a man. Like, when somebody wants to, you don't got to think about it. They're going to show you. They're going to be texting you. They're going to be talking to you. And so, like, whenever I'm overthinking about somebody and them putting in effort, that means that something may be off and they may not be as into me as I thought they would. And that's kind of disappointing. But it's probably true, because when somebody wants you, you're not going to have to overthink and overdo things because they're going to show up. So hope that answers you. Jen says, as a spiritual advisor equivalent to a therapist, I feel depressed. I want to help myself get better, but I'm not sure where to start. I hope this question isn't too far off thought. Not at all. I think you knowing your feelings, right? You feel depressed and you want to get help. That is an aspect of putting yourself first. So thank you, Jen, for sharing. I don't think a spiritual advisor is equivalent to a therapist. You have people that do holistic therapy. I have a therapist and she's a holistic therapist, meaning that she's able to do energy work if she feels called to it. And she has done energy work on me before, but then we also have like psychotherapy. And my therapist is also a Black woman with locks, because I wanted a Black woman. Now, I will say I always promote it. It's betterhelp.com/selfishbabes. And basically it's a therapy platform where you can find a therapist in your price point. And you can also get 10% off by using the Selfish Babe code, which is betterhelp.com/selfishbabe. Now, they're not equivalent to a spiritual advisor. I have my separate spiritual advisors, because my spiritual advisor is not giving me, like, I'm not going over my past trauma with them. I'm not like, you know, I'm not going into the past. They're not helping me see things in a different light. They're helping me on my spiritual journey and moving forward. And so I have both a spiritual advisor as well as a therapist. And I would suggest both, not just, you know, a spiritual advisor to cover the therapist. If you know you're feeling depressed, girl, go see the therapist. Invest in yourself. Okay. Teresa says, thank you, queen. I needed that. Joanna says, thank you so much. You're welcome. Yeah, Tatiana, I was spot on talking to, right? So for me, that's how I feel, girl. It's like, you're not going to have to wonder if the person is loving you or liking you. Like, you know. So my thing is to let it chill and move on. I know that seems a little harsh. Move on. Don't put too much energy into it and see how it go. And if it go well, go well. But if you feel like you overthinking and overdoing, then you probably are. And they're just not that into you. And if they are, they will show you. Now, Panchilla, I don't know if I'm saying your name right, love. But Panchilla says, how do we become unstuck on past relationships after being cheated on? Do you still want to be in a relationship with that person after they cheated on you? And that's an honest question. And I'm not going to look on you anyway if you say, yeah, you do. Personally, my opinion, if somebody has cheated on you and you have decided to forgive them because you want to forgive them and keep the relationship going, then you honestly have to forgive them. you have to forgive them and you have to start trusting them. There was this book I had read by, what is her name? Alex L. And I think it was called Something Rain. But this book, it was her recent book, Alex L. And in that book, I was honestly really surprised, but her husband had cheated on her. I don't think he slept with the girl. I think he was just talking to another girl, but she found out because the other woman had called her and told her. And you know what she said? She said that she decided to stay with him and forgive him because he was really sorry. And I was so shocked. I was shocked, but I loved her explanation because she said that, you know, she decided that she wanted to stay with him. She decided she wanted to forgive him, and she had to actually forgive him. She actually had to open up trust and start fresh and start new. And guess what? They're still together now with their 3 or 4 kids. So for me, this is what I was saying. If somebody cheats on you and you decide that you want to forgive them, then you have to actually forgive them, love, and that's tough. But if I don't want you to keep holding on to resentment if you've already decided that you want to be in a relationship. Because if you decide you want to be in a relationship, then it's like time to start fresh and clean. How can we make this a fresh start for both of us, you know? Now, if you're like, you're letting go of the person and they cheat on you, let them go, then you've decided to let them go. So what does that look like? That means you have to let them go. That means maybe getting rid of some pictures. That means not hanging out with them. That means taking some time away from them. And that means asking yourself, how can I put myself first today? How can I choose myself today? And start from there. If you need more help and it's actually about a breakup, take my How to Detox Your Ex course. You can find that at selfishbabe.com under courses. I go into the spiritual perspective of releasing your ex. Corlise Ward says, yesterday, I used a goddess detox to cleanse my ex and emotions, but now I feel lost because I have a friend who just got divorced and now is so in love with me. And I'm wondering if since I'm single, should they just be placeholders? For the time being, you're so funny. This is funny. Okay. I'm laughing because, I mean, I don't know, man. I guess I'm a little different than some of y'all. And I don't mean this in any way. But I have friends that say, hey, they're really looking for this type of man. They really want this type of man. But yet they're dating all these other type of men that they know is not on their level. But so for me, the fact that you're like, he's so or she, whatever, is so in love with you, fake love, and you're wondering if they should be placeholders. So what I'm getting is that you may not be really feeling them, but you're like, well, I'm not in a relationship no more. I don't mind, blah, blah, blah. If I were to give you a very honest answer, my honest answer would be, if you're not really feeling them, then don't waste their time. That's my honest answer. You know, that may not be the answer you want. Don't waste their time. Focus on yourself. Focus on what you want. Focus on what you like. Focus on what you love. And eventually, when you are ready to be back on the market and you gave yourself at least a month, possibly, then you can get back out on the market. Well, if you think it's a lie and he just wants a relationship, not love, then that's your answer. Why are you asking me this? You know what I'm saying? If you think it's a lie and you think he just wants a relationship, not love, why do you want to even play with, oh, they should just be a placeholder? Like, why are we like giving our energy to people that we don't really think want something in the long run? You know what I'm trying to say? Keep busy, girl. Oh, God. Gotta keep busy, girl. I'm laughing. Okay, so that's what I'm gonna say. Y'all need to be honest with yourself. If you want a fuck buddy, just fucking say that, bitch. I want a fuck buddy, and I just want somebody to take me on nice dates, bitch. Then do that. If that's what you want, and I don't mean bitch in a bad way, so I hope you don't take it offensively. I'm just saying this as a friend. Then do that. If you just want a fuck buddy and you just want them to hang out with, let it be known and clear though. Hey, y'all, hey person, I see you feeling me. I just got a relationship. I'm not trying to do nothing too deep. But hey, we go on a couple of dates. We can hang out. You know, if you want to fuck buddy, be real about it and stand on that shit. I want to fuck buddy, bitch. That's what we doing. You know what I'm trying to say? Just be honest now. That's my answer. So you see, a lot of this is about what you want. Like, and let's be honest with ourselves. Like, you know what I'm trying to say? A lot of y'all not being honest. But when you start being honest, then you get what you want. Okay. But anyways, I'm affirming this has helped some of you guys. I've answered some of your questions. I think somebody had raised their hand. Oh, nobody raised their hand. I really think that you guys should check out my Selfish as Fuck Academy, okay? I have a $125 a month payment plan or you guys can pay in full. But in my Selfishness Book Academy, I teach you how to be the goddess. I teach you how to put yourself first. I teach you all the spiritual things. I have a reader that I highly recommend that you can reach out to today if you decide to join. I teach you how to take your spiritual baths for cleansing, for attracting, for romancing yourself, for tapping into that pussy power, that pussy energy, and really, really start honoring yourself like a goddess. When you start doing this, your life changes around you. You understand the power that you hold, and miracles start to happen. You do not have to stay in the same environment every year after every year. You do not have to be in unhappy relationships every year after every year. You can truly get the things that are on your heart's desire. You really can create the life that you want. All right. And that's whether or not you have a business. But I love you guys. Thank you for joining. The link is above if you want to join my Selfishness Book Academy. And whenever I have another chat, I will, you know, text you guys. I love you guys. And I'm affirming you guys have an amazing day. I'm going to finish off my bath. You guys can hear this water. I'm going to finish off my bath. All right. Love you. Mwah, mwah, mwah. You're welcome, guys. I'm glad that you loved it. You are welcome. Okay.
Hey, Selfish Babe, it's your girl, Olanike Osibowale here. I want to tell you guys about two of my courses that I'm selling right now that have really helped me become the Selfish Babe and the goddess that you hear today. I have my Selfishness Book Academy, Becoming the Selfish Babe, Love Yourself Deeper. And basically, that is my spiritual self-love course where I have about 9 videos breaking it down step by step on how you can start loving yourself, how to pray for yourself, how to do your cleansing bath, your baths for magnetizing more, your candle magic for self-love, tapping into your womb power, your yoni power, and doing self-love mirror magic. And so if you're a woman that's really wanting to just increase loving herself, really choose yourself, really become that selfish babe, then I highly recommend my Selfish as Fuck Academy. And I have put the rate, this is less than $50 to get all of these 9 videos. You can find this at selfishbabe.com/courses or below. Now my other course is my Securing the Bag, Becoming the Wealthy Woman course. You guys know that I've been a business owner since 2015. So I've been a business owner for about 7-8 years now. And that's what I've done. I've sold physical products. And so in my Securing the Bag, Becoming the Wealthy Woman masterclass, I'm giving you about 4 to 5 different videos on how to become the wealthy woman. I'm going to be teaching you how to purchase a physical product, you know, how to, you know, sell it online, how to market it, how to make the money. But I'm also going to be teaching you how to have your mindset and your spirituality right when it comes to attracting wealth and becoming a wealthy woman. It's more than just a physical product for me. It's about, do you feel like a wealthy woman? Is your mindset a wealthy woman mindset? Are you consistently affirming your wealth and your blessings on a daily? Are you taking your spiritual baths? And I do give you a spiritual bath to attract more money. And so that is the Securing the Bag, Becoming the Wealthy Woman masterclass. That is less than $100. You can find that at selfishbabe.com/courses. They're both below.